Hello.
Hey Dan, it's Matt here, Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, how are you?
Can't complain. I've been really, really busy. I've been seeing that you've been getting those 5-star reviews. Good job on that. Have you been using that tool, or have you just been asking people to get that done for you?
I've been using the tool.
Okay. Yeah. First goal is to try to get to at least 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, like I said, if you just send like one or two requests a day, you'll start, you know, getting to your goal of getting more. So that's great. I mean, we're already at 3. We should definitely, rankings now going to start happening, and things are going to start moving in the upward momentum for you in terms of getting those leads coming in finally. So, you know, half the battle, like I said, is just getting the Google business profile, and then now we got to get you ranking so that you can start getting more calls and everything on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You did kind of click on something, I think. Hold on. Let me take a look here. You clicked on, you must have been like kind of playing around the app or something. You were asking about the Google Verified, the paper leads. Must have just clicked on something. Do you recall doing that?
No.
Gotcha.
There was a few phone calls that come in that I changed them to not a verified lead.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to get all kinds of stuff. You know, the more exposure you get, the more some leads are going to be good, some leads are going to be bad, but you know, but now that we can start getting momentum, now that your Google business profile's up, because the other leads that you've been getting have been from Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then they, when they punch, when they press 9, what does that give them?
What do you mean?
Well, on the leads, if I go in there, it says that the customer pressed 9. But I don't know what that takes, where that takes them.
Oh, you mean on the voice prompt, you know, on your,
yeah,
on your thing? Have you tried calling the number?
No, I haven't.
Hmm. Okay. What I would recommend is maybe calling that number and see what option 9 is. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to tell you at the top of my head like what each voice prompt is, but they have the phone tree set up. In a certain fashion. So it's just telling you that they hit a certain option when they were listening to, you know, the introduction to you.
Right. Well, and so. I actually got a phone call the other day, mm-hmm. and it was one that, because it goes, the phone call is through the app, it's kind of difficult sometimes to get it to go through.
Huh. Okay.
And it was actually from AngieList.
Okay.
Oh.
Huh. So the person, then how did they call that number? What did they do? So you on Google too, or what?
I think so. I think they saw it on Google or Home Advisor or whatever. I don't know what it was, but and he was.
That phone number is only visible, you know, based on what we're doing, because it's not like Angie's is running that number.
Right.
Yeah. So people are called because we purchased a special phone number for your business, right?
Uh-huh.
So anytime somebody calls that phone number, that's because they, like, saw you. Whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on Google, right? I mean, it's mainly been Facebook ads right now because we just got you verified with Google, right?
Uh-huh.
So you mainly been getting Facebook calls, but the people that have been seeing your Facebook ads are people that are actively searching for like Handyman keywords in your area.
Right.
You've been like seeing. So we run a, like I said, that retargeting ad. Dan, for, you know, people to see you on there, and then they will respond to that Facebook ad.
Right.
And
I haven't had any.
Go on.
I haven't had anything that, as far as a verified lead, come in yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll start taking off now, now that we've gotten, keep getting those five-star reviews, because those will definitely help, right? But, you know, you did click on, the reason why I called you right now is that you did click on, so getting information on those paper leads, but, you know, we're not there yet, it looks like, definitely. So let's get you some, like, solid leads to start getting this thing to start making you money, right? And, you know, don't give up though on those five-star reviews, okay? I try to make that a point to keep getting them, and because the more five stars you get, it's just going to make you more reputable and something that, you know, will really help when the people do see you on Google, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, I mean, the profile just got literally a few days ago live, you know, not that long ago. So, my theory is it's just going to, you know, take a little bit of time from now, but we should have you ranking and getting the calls coming through from Google as well coming up.
So, yeah, I figured it was going to take a little while.
Yep, it always does. You know, so, but once you get the Google Business Profile established, and then we can start ranking you and getting you up there so that the calls can start trickling in from Google too. So like I said, all the leads you've been really getting have been from Facebook, you know. So yeah, I mean, Facebook's going to give you a mixed bag of like good and bad, but you know, that's why we really needed to get the Google side up so that those can come in, because those will be a lot more quality calls.
Right.
Because you're going to get people saying, hey, I saw you on Google. Right.
Right.
Obviously, it's a way better call. So, but yeah, we're definitely on the right track. My recommendation, though, once this thing starts moving in the right direction for you, really the best leads though money can buy are those paper leads. And what's so good about those is those come in the form of a phone call, too. But you get to talk to those people, Dan, and you get to, you know, decide whether you want the lead or not. Now, it does take time to get approved for that. Like I said, it's like a full-on background check they got to do and a whole bunch of paperwork and stuff like that. It's a two-month vetting process with Google for that pay-per-lead program. But what's so cool about those is you actually show up at the very tippy top of Google. So you show up as the first search result on Google, like at the top in whatever cities we want to, you know, put you on and what keywords do. So after the two-month vetting process, you can show up for all kinds of handyman keywords, right? And then you only pay for a qualified lead.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
So,
just to kind of give you an idea, let me just take a look and see what the pricing is on that here in West Jordan, obviously. In Utah. So on those, to give you an idea, let's say, you know, down the road we get that moving. Just bear with me. I'm pulling up the pricing right now. And that is going to be, okay, yep. So those, yeah, they definitely have a little expense on them, but again, they're qualified leads, right? So after you talk to them and you're like, yeah, I'll pay for this lead, then if you want the lead, it's $72 with Google.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So obviously you're really careful on those, but what's so good about those is those will really, Dan, help you expand and take your business to the next level. You know,
right.
I'm telling you, my guys that get the paper leads, like, literally transform their business. Yeah, my basic package that you're on right now, it'll start picking up. It's just going to be any moment now. Once you start ranking on Google and everything starts moving in the right direction for you on that, you're going to start getting a good ROI, okay? But if you really want to take the business to the next level and, like, actually, like, put some real fuel on the fire – that's where those paper leads come in play. Okay. Uh-huh. But again, it's a 2-month process. There's a one-time charge of $250 to get it going because we have to pay a background check and do all this paperwork. And, you know, when you do decide you want to do that, after you get vetted, Google does make you prepay for 13 leads up front. So fast forward, let's say we decided to do it like today, right? Just for example, right? 2 months from now, we're looking in June, right? Sometime in June. Let's say it's June 15th, you get approved, okay? We would sit down with you and be like, okay, Dan, it's now time to prepay for the 13 leads, okay? Obviously, 13 times $72 are some expensive. That's $936, right? But the good news is you get to turn those on and off from the app at any time, right? So when you do need them, you turn it on. You know, what a lot of my guys do is they'll, like, take Dan 2 leads at a time, and then they turn it off, and they make sure that those 2 leads that they did pay for, because obviously each one was quality, because you won't pay for it unless it's quality, right? They make sure that out of those 2, that one of them turned into a really good paying job, and then they don't turn it back on until one of the 2 turn into, like, and they get paid for it, right? Uh-huh. And then they kind of teeter-totter on it for a little bit, right? And then they go through those 13 leads, like, at a good pace, but not too fast, but not too slow either. And then what they do after that is, you know, once they kind of go through those 13 leads, they'll take another 13, right? Because that's how it works. Like, Google charges you 13 leads at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So once you use the first 13, it auto reloads at another 13. So mm-hmm. Cool thing is you can go through those 13 as quickly or as slowly at first that you want, right? And then as you kind of get your sea legs and kind of your confidence up on those paper leads really, like, help you, scale your business, you know?
Yeah.
And when you need those extra leads, right? So, because right now, obviously, we just got your Google Business Profile established. That's why I always tell people, you know, it takes a little time because the Google Business Profile is the most important thing, right? Because you can't rank without a Google Business Profile. So now that we got that, my team should be able to start getting you ranking quickly. But the thing about it is, you know, eventually you're going to want these paper leads if you want to keep scaling your business, right? Because that will help. It will get you enough business out there, right, on the basic package. But the paper leads is really what transforms businesses, right? Like, I've seen a lot of guys go from just my basic package to then getting the paper leads and, like, taking the, like, where they're able to make 8-10 grand a month because they have – the paper leads to draw from in addition to their basic package.
Mm-hmm.
So that all makes sense, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you think that would benefit your business down the road, those paper leads?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's definitely keep in touch, okay? Like I said, stay on top of those, getting those 5-star reviews. That should be, like, your main focus right now until the leads and the phone calls start picking up. But, like, try to get a few paper leads, every week. A few 5-star reviews every week so that you can increase that. Because, like I said, you really want to get to 20, 25 5-star reviews. Because then when people see you on Google, they're going to treat you more seriously. They see that you only have, like, 4 5-star reviews. They're like, I don't know. This guy's, like, too new. Right?
Yeah.
And they look at it like that. So the more 5-stars you can get, the better. You can send it to everybody. Go through all your past clients. Maybe send it to a couple of friends and family even. Just, you know, have people say good things about you, right? Because that's the main thing, get yourself that exposure, okay?
Right. Okay.
But, yeah, I'll definitely make sure my team stays on top of it and stays on top of you on it so that, you know, we can start getting you some more phone calls and get this thing, like, you know, full steam ahead for you. So
okay.
We're at least out of the hard part now. Now Now the fun part starts to begin to get the ranking and get you those phone calls that you're looking for some good jobs. Okay?
Okay.
All righty, sir. Well, you have a great rest of your day, and then we'll definitely be in touch. But don't forget about those 5 stars, okay?
Yeah.
All righty, Dan. You have a great rest of your day, sir. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.